spread the message. God bless Texas.
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me.
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times? Tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me, I'm free.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
There was once upon a time that to be a Republican in this area of the country felt a little bit like being Gary Cooper in High Noon, outnumbered in a big way. But I remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning. And when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
Was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 60.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love me.
$100 smoking my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the
naked. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge.
Hi, Pussy Cinnapelli.
Yay!
Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It is the 14th of September, and we're coming from you from to you from, I was going to say, beautiful downtown Pueblo, Colorado, but I'm not sure that's entirely accurate. But we are coming from Pueblo, Colorado. We took a little drive this afternoon, this evening, and Colorado Pueblo is not what I'd hoped it would be. There's some, and I have with me AZ Bound is here tonight. AZ?
Good evening, folks.
There you go. Yeah, AZ's his debut on the radio tonight. I think what we better do is go over here to the chat room real quick and see if we have any sound and see if anybody's there. Stand by just a second. There it comes. And hello. Hello. And we're waiting. What are we waiting for? We're waiting for the chat room to come up. We have internet access. There it's coming. Something's happening. It's moving. And here, and we're still waiting. It's getting closer. It moved again. There we go. 5x5, both stream. I know what you meant, the Tinker. It's not exactly what you said. But I get the idea. Tebow, everybody, all right. Thank you very much. Sorry I was running a couple minutes late. Me and AZ Bound just sitting here just shooting the breeze and having a good old time. I was, whoa, we need to get going here. We're running a couple minutes late. So if it makes you feel any better, we'll run a couple minutes over, and you'll get your money's worth, all right? My regular black deal's not coming up here. I may have to put some money into that here in a minute. You got to put a quarter in the jukebox every once in a while if you want colored stuff on here. So, hang on just a minute. We'll have a... hang on just a minute. Amy's having trouble getting on here. Trying to get her where she can hear. There we go. All right. Now then. We got a few things to talk about tonight. You know, AZ Bound just didn't come here to set just to listen to music. He can do that in the comfort of his own home. So we want to talk a little bit about the class and a little bit about some things going on here. I'm trying to talk him into moving to Sholo, get him out of this part of the country. And I may be successful. I may not. We'll try it here. What do you think?
There is a high possibility.
Yeah. You know, I've said for a long, long time, and it's easy for me because I've moved so many times in so many places. You know, if I get tired, I very simply said, put everything in the truck and drive away. That's what you do. I can't do this because of that, and I can't. No, listen. Put your stuff in a truck and drive off. It's all you have to do. It's that simple. And one person has done that. Casper Mountain, he don't come on very much, but he listens all the time, and he did. He was in California, and he said, you know what, I'm going to Wyoming. He's put his stuff in the truck and drove away, and that's what it works.
whatever happens as far as jobs and schools and all that, it just depends on how bad you want to move. You know, if you move, you want to work it out, you will. If you don't, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. Either make it work or don't. So, let's see what Amy's going here. Let me get her. Why don't you go ahead and entertain them there for a minute, and let me get Amy figured out here.
I don't know what we could talk about, but we've had a good day training today. I had a group of guys who weren't really prepared on what self-defense pistol was all about. A few of them got a rude awakening as far as the heat was concerned and learned what dehydration is all about.
She says, we all want to move to Sholo. Well, y'all come on. Everybody, put in the truck. Come on. Yeah, it was warm. What did it get up? 90-something, maybe?
Yeah, 90, 96.
Yeah.
It was a high.
It's not, I'd rather it be, 75, but 90's not the end of the world. It's doable. When I think about all the time I spent at Front Sight and every place else doing all day classes, sun up to sundown in 116 degree weather, and then this wasn't too bad at all here. And AZ Bound has been a great host, getting everything squared away here. Has done an excellent, excellent job. And one of the things that he had trouble with, though, is the same thing I have trouble with, and that is convincing people that this is something that they ought to do. It's because, and I told everybody this today, it's because they don't know what they don't know. And I've said this on their show, 1,000 times, trying to get people to, I've shot my whole life. I know how to do that. I was in the Army. I was a cop. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your service. But it's a little bit different. So it's anyway. We finally got a good group of people together, and we're having fun out there. Same thing happens all the time. Halfway through the first day, they realize, maybe I'm not quite as smart as I thought I was. Maybe I can learn something here. And you can tell. You can tell on your face when it starts coming together for them. And they start, and it's fun. I like that part. When they start switching over, that's fun. So AZ and his wife have both taken a class before. So that makes it a little easier. That's two that I don't have to watch so closely. But they're both very safe and did well the first time they took the class. So what's T-Bone, Radio Nut? I didn't get to see Tebow a lot after I moved to Sholo. I didn't see him a whole lot. I didn't drive back and forth to Farmington, but he come down there to Sholo a couple of times. Come down there and help me with the radios and stuff. But even though I didn't see him very often, I hate it that he's all the way out there in Florida. And now I don't see him, period. It's not like, let me just pack a lunch and we'll just run up there and see him real quick. It's too far away. But he's happy and doing good, so I guess that's all right. Tebow, let us know. I guess everything's okay. You guys getting a lot of rain there? What's happening with the hurricane? We've haven't been watching the news too much today, so we're going to have to check into that when we start playing some music here. We'll check and see what's going on with the hurricane. And there's a couple other things I want to talk about. Let's just go ahead and get started and get everybody settled in here a little bit. We'll start out with a few songs. And we'll break in from time to time. We've got some things we want to talk about. So here we go. Let's just move on right here. We'll be back.
Jaden. ain't country if it don't come from Nashville. But hit up L.A. and get yourself a good rap deal. Spit with the best, just don't get your cap peeled. But I'm from the Wild West with real women and fast steel. It's in my veins, I'ma stick to my guns. Man, I live this all day, lyrics hot as the sun. I'm going playing music, but it ain't gonna work though. Nobody wants to hear about them woods and them dirt roads.
I'm on them dirt roads, wind down the mountain, roll out over the plain. Let me tell you, cowgirl, you ain't seen nothing till you seen the Montana rain. Big shot, lay back, 30-06 on the gun rack. Sending DG in a trap stream. Lord have mercy, that ain't country. Lord have mercy, that ain't country.
Yeah, we country.
Fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring ding diddle little laddie-o, ring da diddly I-O. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle adio, ring da diddle io. Around the bonny star, the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring ding diddle diddle adio. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
Well, everybody talks about the California quakes, but the first time I ever felt the earth shake was in Miami, when Andy touched me. Oh, it shook me. I told her I loved her and I wanted to stay, but she said, be sure not to call you L.A. Even in the taxi I could hear my telephone ring, calling me from Miami, Miami. What took you so long? I thought you'd never call. Miami, please come back. Said I'm on my way, babe, ain't even unpacked. I want you, I love you, that's all she had to say. Goodbye, LA. Now once again I'm Miami bound. Can't wait till this plane touches down, cause I know Miami will be waiting at that Miami gate. I can't wait, Miami, Miami. What took you so long? I thought you'd never call. Miami, oh, Miami, Miami, Miami.
It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request.
Pop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up.
that's how much we're appreciated in Pueblo tonight. So I said, give us a big hand. Boy, they really do, don't they? Thank you, Pueblo. Stop that. AZ, geez, let it go. All right, anyway. We have the privilege of this class of having the two, one of them for sure is the youngest we've ever had. How old are your kids?
9 and 12.
I think I've had 12, 13-year-olds before, but I've never had anybody under that. So your little boy is 9.
Yep.
And he's taking this three-day class. You know, and I'll tell you what, he's got the cutest little gun. That's a Browning, right?
Browning 1911.
It's a 1911, kind of. It's a baby 1911.
80%.
It is the cutest little thing. It is fully functional. Does everything any other 1911 does except jam. It's a 22. And it's not the old Colt Ace that most of us have seen before, full-size 1911. This is a tiny little miniature, cuter than hell little 1911. And it works really well. We didn't have a single problem with it today. All the controls, everything is every exact safety, everything. It is a full size, high quality 1911 that's been stuck in a steamer and shrunk it.
Down to 80%.
Yeah, I was most impressed with that little gun. That is really neat. And the kid's doing good with it. You know, they're listening. Both these kids are doing better than some of the adults. They're doing a really good job. You've done a great job of raising them. And what's your little girl shooting?
She's shooting a Glock 19.
Glock 19, and your wife's shooting a 19, right?
17.
And you're shooting 26.
26.
And that's one of the things that... one of the guys, an older guy out there, asked me today, he said, should I do this with my glasses? Should I shoot a different gun? So I said, you know what, the idea of this class, it's not a competition. What we're trying to do is, ideally, I would like to see everyone take this class with whatever you're going to carry, or something very close to it. It doesn't do any good to get what they call a race gun, you know, all this tricked out with all this stuff. Is that what you carry every day? So why waste the money on this class and then find out that, you know, controls are different, the weight and balance and the sights and the holster and everything's different. So why would you do all that and then go put on a whole different rig and go out on the street? The idea of this class to start with is what you do protecting yourself and your family on the street. It's not a competition. And he got it. You know, you can tell when their eyes kind of light up and say, oh, you know, I hadn't thought about that. You're right. And I get it. Well, that guy's been enlightened, I think, today. I think he's doing well. So excuse me. Tomorrow we've got our second full day, and we had a couple of them kind of fall out from the heat today a little bit, so we'll see how tomorrow goes. Tomorrow's a long day. That's our night shoot and everything else. We're going to be moving a little faster tomorrow, so I'm not going to be as forgiving tomorrow as it was today. But what do you think about it so far?
I think it's going well. The heat is all a part of life, you know, and it's amazing how such a simple exercise, shooting a gun, has worn grown men out. That really shocked me today to watch my friends not really fall out, but pretty much give up for the day due to the hot weather. It was neat to see that other side of people you don't necessarily get to see. You got to see them get put on the spot when they did something wrong. It's neat to see them outside of their comfort zone, which they definitely were today, outside of the comfort zone.
I think so. But
all the way around.
But they all accept the instruction really well. You know, nobody's, you know, we don't have any rampant egos or anything out there. So it's been a good class so far. I like it. And the ones that were, you know, had to set it out for a little while, you know, they're still listening. And I don't have a problem with that. If they want to, you know, we've done that a lot of times with, especially with older people that, you know, it's kind of a lot of stress to stand out there that long, especially in the heat and everything. So it's, we've many times had people set out, you know, for, you know, half an hour or more, you know, and still be listening. And then when they feel like they can, then they'll come back out and shoot for a little while and do stuff. And then if they have to move off the line, we'll just unload them, make them safe, and let them go set in the shade for a little bit. So, you know, if you get too uncomfortable or everything, you get to a point where you're not learning anymore. If you get too miserable, same thing when it's cold. You know, if you stand out there, there's a difference between training and learning.
Suffering,
yeah. If you're out there, it's one thing. You train when you have already learned something. You know, we're not training, really. We're learning. You're going to be training. You're going to take this, what you know, and you're going to train on your own time. You know, you and your friends are going to go out and train and put this stuff to use next week, next month, the next year, you know, and you're going to train then. But right now, so that being said, if it's, you know, 120 degrees out there, you don't make them stand out there for 6 hours, 8 hours at a time. They get to a point where they're so miserable, they're not learning anymore. They don't want to be there. They don't care what you're saying. So, you know, you have to work a balance there a little bit. We don't want to learn how tough they are. We want them to learn certain techniques and procedures and stuff and get them, get that ingrained comfortably. You know, I don't do classes. I did one class in Bayfield, Colorado, a few years ago. And the host there, you know, we had probably 30 inches of snow. And the host took his snow blower and run up and down the firing lines, you know, and opened everything up. So we wasn't standing in you know, thigh-deep snow while we're shooting. Of course, there was no picking up brass. it was long gone. But so we've done from, you know, from one extreme to the other. We've been in, you know, many times in 100 degree weather. The most miserable class I ever did was in Ohio. It was hot, humid, get a little bit of rain. It was so hot and humid. It was unbelievable. It was like 1,000,000% humidity and 100 degrees all the time. It was a good class. We had a lot of fun. It was guys on the chat room here once in a while. And great guys. I really had fun with them out there. But that class was miserable. It sucked. Soaking wet the whole time we were there. Had one girl fell out. You know, she never did finish. It sucked. But, you know, that's part of it. It's one of those things. So what's going on here? See what, you know, why do we only have 7 people in the chat room tonight? What is happening? You guys are not letting your friends know what's going on here or something. I don't know what in the world. But I was just looking. I was showing AZ the little globe down there in the lower left-hand corner and looking at all the different countries and everything listed. There's a lot of people that listen to the archives. Hey, somebody in Sholo. I bet that's Amy just turned in. Sholo just, see that? And right when somebody comes on, you'll see a name there for a little while, and then it's somebody else pops in. So it's kind of neat to watch that thing. You guys haven't ever noticed it, and you probably have, but yeah, that's cool. All right, well, let's get back to music here, and we'll be back here in a little bit when we think of something else we want to talk about here.
Two eggs legs up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. Wash it down with the roadhouse coffee, burns up your inside. It's just a Canyon dollar at a diner, and a waitress I did love. I sat in the back neath the lone star bear and a worn out Navajo rug. Now old Jack, the boss, he left at six. There's Katie, bar the door. She pulled down that Navajo rug and spread it across the floor. Hey, I saw lightning cross the sacred mountains, saw the moving turtle dust. But I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Aye, aye, aye. She's red and blue. Aye, aye, aye. Well, I saw old Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground. And all I say with this old bare tooth, Katie, she's left town. Baba Katie, she got her souvenir too. Jack's mad at tobacco plug. Well, you should have seen her coming through the smoke, a dragging that Navajo rug.
Aye, aye, aye.
Katie, she's the red and blue.
Aye, aye, aye.
Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you. So every time I cross the sacred mountains and lightning breaks above, it always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. But everything that's on the move, everybody's on the go. Hey, you don't find things that last anymore like an old Navajo.
Aye, aye,
aye. Hey, she's red and blue.
Aye, aye, aye.
Hey, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you. Hey, she's red and blue.
Aye, aye, aye.
Hey, whatever became of the Navajo rug.
Talking to my old drunk cat, they were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back. Along about that, everything went black. I wasn't that hard. I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's tree. Could have been the whiskey. Six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My hands are like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell the me, oh, me, oh, my, wasn't that a party? A little bitty track meeting down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, the runners in to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those.
days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh me, oh my, wasn't that a party?
Even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12 gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. So I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going with a knife might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops are nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking that a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? To kill tattoo, tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking? What was I thinking?
the stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian, so under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now?
I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes. You are. above, on the wings of a dove. When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Many days he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. God sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow. Sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind and it tires your mind.
Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart.
One's got my money, the other's got my heart. It's a long old grind
and it tires your mind.
When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. When you try to please two women,
can't please yourself.
Best it's only half good. A man can't stock two shelves. It's a long old grind
and it tires your mind. It's like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind
and it tires your mind. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Tires your mind. It's a long old grind. And it tires
down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals at cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done." Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny says you don't bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, we don't fight, no child, no."
You want to cut about two in a row?
I'm ready. Y'all are almost not ready.
Master 9364, take one.
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone, but there's something I'm wanting to tell you, so I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. Thank you. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
You're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. You're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone, 'cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more, I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. You're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care.
Got there, the lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-tone match out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-barrel chorus line. I'd pay some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. Well, he said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan, tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone. Before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down. Anything goes, it's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. A stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lame speeches. There ain't no time. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
The barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing, there stands the glass, and the cigarette smoke kinda hangs in the air.
Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. And some guy on the phone says, I'll be home soon, dear.
Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here
with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
The semis are passing on the highway outside. The 4:30 crowd is about to arrive. The sun's going down and we'll all soon be here.
Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud.
But there's no place that I'd rather be than right here
with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon
happy black cigarette. Start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. In the night, a willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die.
Working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should, and thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. Till the day he died, and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, just a boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle, taught me how to work and play a tune on a fiddle, taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy, yeah!
Think I can, and I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you. You still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man. Knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before. Better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man. Knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. About a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. Movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. But then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
The man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die. He lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs. It took us 7 hours, and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, well, I get spooked. just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass. Well, here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. That must belong to his great uncle. Someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, I'll mosey down and look it over, that won't do no harm. Well, that must be the widow in the car, and would you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress. You know, some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they say that his truck is up for sale. They say that you took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military tap? I think that when you're in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. Well, here I am and there they go, and I guess you just call it my bad luck. I hope he rests in peace. The trouble is the fella owes me $40.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above," and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John,
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Morning coffee's way too strong, and sometimes what she says all wrong. But right or wrong, she's there beside me, like only a friend would be, and that's close enough to perfect for me. Now she's been known to wear her pants too tight, and drinking puts her out just like a light. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be, and that's close enough to perfect for me. Kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Sometimes she gets down and starts to cry, but then again a lady has arrived. She's everything I've ever wanted, she's all I'll ever need. She's close enough and perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me.
Thank you. just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering.
I just smile and say, you've got to do, here's an angel, good morning. And that I know you think about it when you're gone. Here's an angel, good morning. And love her like the devil when you get back home. People may try to guess the secret of our happiness. Some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing. What you've got to do, here's an angel, good morning. And let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning, and let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Other I saw your eyes begin to glow, and I could tell you once were lovers. You ain't hiding nothing that I don't know. The tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. Said it ended when he left you. You say your love for me is strong, but those old memories still upset you. Well, I might be a man for too long, 'cause there's an old flame burning in your eyes that tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning long than any spark I might have started in your eyes. There's an old flame burning in your eyes that tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be strong, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 63, left little Jimmy and me to plant those taters and pull up another tomorrow. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, Papa, can I hear you playing for me? Little brother was never quite right. He used to sit on the floor in the sunlight, play with the dust that danced on the beams in the window. Sister had to cook and clean, 'cause mama, she got sick and lean. Sometimes I think she just died away, missing Papa. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, Mama, can I hear you singing to me? Little brother, he was taken away. Sister, she married a soldier and lives in Toledo. And me, I'm in a Nashville bar, and I've never been so far from that old gravel road and the rivers that run through my memory. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, brother, can I hear you calling me?
All right, it's time to start easing towards the door over here. Let me see who all we still got left. Still got seven. I had about seven all night. So, Copper's getting ready to get out of here. Thanks, guys. It was. Hopefully that's music that was suitable for everybody. Monday night, we've got some new information. You guys, we've talked about the 10mm and bear hunting and stuff before. We've got some new information about both people and bears, and we're going to kind of spend some time. We haven't talked about the 10mm for quite a while, so we're going to do that again Monday night, and how some of this new information ties in with stuff that we've talked about before. So I think it'll be an interesting show. And AZ Bound, are you ready for tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Now, if we'd been smart, we'd have told those guys we'd be there at 9 instead of 8, because I forgot we was going to have to stay up this late for the show. I forgot all about that. So we're going to have to sleep fast and jump out and run out there and get it. But tomorrow's a long day. Matter of fact, I think AZ just got a text from one of the guys there that kind of feeling a little beat up. He's not sure he's going to be able to finish up tomorrow, but... And that's okay. We've had several people. The last class we did in Washington, I had two women that were not able to finish, and that's okay. You know, they watched and listened and got as much out of it as they could. It's still useful for them. It's just not hands on. I think that's what's going to happen with this guy tomorrow. He's probably not going to be able to do the whole thing, but hopefully he'll be able to hang in there enough to do the night shoot with us anyway. So I think that'll be enlightening to a couple of those guys, I think.
Definitely.
There's so many myths and so much BS about night shooting that I'm pretty confident they're going to be all ears tomorrow. You know, debunk some stuff there. So, how about your kids? They good to go for tomorrow?
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
They're sleeping right now.
Yeah, I bet they are. I'll bet you they are. I tell you what, these kids have done so good. That little girl, she just, man, like a robot. She's listening, you know, she's not trying to hurry, not trying to. I love teaching women because, you know, out of all the women that I've taught, there's been like two of them that had the egos of a man. And, it was such a pain in the neck. But most of them, they're not out there trying to outdo the man. They're not out there, they don't have the egos they have to check at the door. And they're going out there to learn. They don't pretend to know that they know more than I do before they start. You know, a lot of the men do. And you kind of have to get that under control and get them pointed in the right direction. But with the women, they come out there to learn. And your daughter is a perfect example of that. She just does exactly what I've told her to do.
You're lucky.
She does. She's done good, though. And I think after tomorrow, they're damn sure going to be beat tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You better believe it. All right. Well, we've had all the fun wing stands, so we're going to ease out of here and sleep real fast and jump up in the morning and go out and start practicing on conquering the world for when Antifa starts the Civil War. We need to be ready. So we're going to get our slingshots and our spitball shooters and
outlawed straws.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get ready for the Civil War here. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys Monday for 10 Millimeter Night, and I appreciate you joining us. Zach, you want anything you want to share with us before you?
No, just have a good night and a great weekend.
All right, well, I'm out of here, and we'll see you guys Monday.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
Thanks for joining us, and good night.
I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day, she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing.